The numbers show a steady increase. Illnesses and deaths from West Nile have skyrocketed this year. What can be done to target mosquitoes that are spreading the virus? Joining us, WTOP Garden Editor Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. Now, in Dallas, where the problem perhaps was worst in this country, they went ahead and they did a spraying program for the mosquitoes. And people in the area, even those who were opposed to the spraying, now are glad they did it because they say the population has been killed off dramatically. But what do you find on this, Mike McGrath?
We find that the sprayings are done just as the mosquito population would typically crash due to the time of season. This is the time of year when the mosquito numbers are going to dwindle naturally. And what people don't understand, and this is one thing people can do to get ready for next year, even right now, is the last females of the season will take a blood meal from somebody. Then they're going to overwinter around your house. They're going to do it in crawl spaces. In the old days, it was spring houses. But the females will slow their heartbeats down and overwinter. So, and you can find them. So going through these, like, damp areas that are open to mosquitoes over the winter time, you can knock down the ones that would start this all next season.
So do they when they do spray for the bugs, does it damage plants and shrubs, things like that?
Can you imagine being a beekeeper with the colony collapse disorder and the problems affecting bees all throughout the United States and having one of these spray trucks? Or, you know, in Texas, they're using crop dusters. So there ain't no more organic gardens in Texas or organic families. And the bee kill, the killing of the beehives, has been enormous. It's a very ineffective way of dealing with the problem. There were studies done back in the 90s that showed just this minuscule percentage, much less than 1/10 of 1/100th of 1% of the spray ever touched a mosquito. So
now, Mike, when we use your method, however, we need to be sure that everybody else is using that method, because if your neighbors aren't as committed to it as you are, don't you end up with this worsening problem?
You do. And one of the odd things, one of the things that's contributed to the problem, is the housing crisis. There's all these abandoned houses, especially in Texas, where the problem is worse, with unattended swimming pools. And those have become mosquito breeding factories. And what the municipality should have done months ago is hire somebody to go around and drain those pools or throw the all-natural larvicide, BTI, into them, and they would have knocked the problem down. For now, the answer is, if you're still being bitten by mosquitoes, have a fan on you when you're sitting outdoors, wear treated clothing that's been treated with permethrin, or there's four or five now non-DEET mosquito repellents that people can buy that have been proven to be as effective as DEET. But
right,
it's going to be critical to prevent this next year. Clean your gutters. Don't leave standing water. And instead of hiring spray trucks and airplanes, municipalities need to be investing in BTI and getting rid of standing water sources.
All right. Thanks, Mike. We got to run. Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior.